my kicker my rookie year, so 6 years, almost 7 years. Yeah.
I mean, a lot of guys, I mean, he's obviously like the Yoda
yeah.
of kickers.
But that's appropriately coined. Everything about him, you know, I mean, it's not just working out with him. It's not just, I mean, it's his whole demeanor off the field, on the field, before practice, after practice, before the games. I mean, everything about him. He's just a pro, and I've learned so much from him.
Do you actually have a place there?
I rent every year. Every offseason, I rent out there.
Why out there besides that it's room temperature?
It's right by John Carney.
Yeah?
I mean, that's 99% of the reason we go out there, and obviously it's nice weather, too.
Yeah, there was a lot of talk in Chicago this offseason that you might actually end up signing with the Bears. Did you hear that? Were you aware of that? I mean, you went to
I'm good friends with Robbie Gould, and I'd heard kind of some rumors of that. But, you know, in free agency, during the lockout, there was a lot of dead time for you guys. So there's a lot of stories that were kind of materialized out of nothing. So, to be honest with you, I didn't really pay too much attention to it. I had no idea what was going to go on in free agency, but I'm sure glad I landed here.
Right, so nothing ever advanced in that. I mean, they signed Podlish.
Yeah, he's done a great job. Adam's a good friend of mine, and I was really happy to see him sign a multi-year deal up there. But I'm happier for me to get to play in the Super Bowl.
You got a great situation here. Do you admire what the Bears have had, though, with special teams? I mean, Manley's a great snapper, and Robbie.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Robbie Gould's sensational. Patrick Manley's had a fantastic career, and Brad Maynard for a long time was an elite punter. So, they have a history of taking games over with their special teams.
Steve, would you say that in your role and your job, you have to not only not fear the pressure, but almost thrive on it and enjoy it?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's a game. At the end of the day, you know, you're out there having fun playing a kid's game, and you're getting paid money to do it. So I'm enjoying the ride, and, you know, the bigger the game, the more the pressure. It seems to me that I'm having more fun, so that's a good trait to have, I guess.
When we look back at your high school video, you're scoring baskets, you're high-fiving the male cheerleaders. I mean, and somehow you're having as much fun on the biggest stage in the biggest pressure moments. How are you able to do that?
Just like I said, just have fun. Because it's a game, you know, I mean, 10 years from now, I'm not going to have reporters and cameras in my face, and I'm going to wish I enjoyed it more. So I don't want to feel that way. So I'm trying to enjoy as much now as I can.
Terre Haute feels like